Hello and welcome to another installment of I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, the podcast series from MSARN. We continue our focus on sleep and fatigue among EMS workers and highlight the day-to-day grind associated with holding two EMS jobs. We follow Joe EMT over an entire week to illustrate how fatiguing two EMS jobs can be. Joe is an interviewee from our June podcast, and recall that Joe EMT is 29, works two full-time EMS jobs. He also attends paramedic school at night and has a family on top of it.
My first job is 56 hours, and then my second job anywhere between 2 to 3 shifts a week. So an average of about 80 to 84 hours a week.
Joe talks about the family atmosphere at his primary job. And like many ambulance services, a station becomes a second home.
We're pretty much like family here. The partner I have on Sundays I've been working with for 10 years, he got hired the same day.
That family atmosphere may promote teamwork behaviors like backup behavior and mutual performance monitoring. Joe reveals that his partners aren't afraid to communicate their concerns when it comes to sleep and fatigue.
Hey, you know, you look like crap, go lay down, take a nap, wake up.
Now, Joe admits that he sometimes feels drained first thing in the morning after having a busy night at one job and driving directly to his next job. He feels that him driving wouldn't be the best choice and often defaults to his partner driving the truck for the day.
I would imagine, say, if we got a long-distance transfer first thing out the door this morning, I would probably venture to let my partner drive it. Usually those first ones in the morning kind of get me, especially with the kind of traffic we have in our area here.
Joe admits that at his second job, his partner is usually fresh and on his or her first shift of the day. It's Tuesday, and Joe just finished a 9-to-5 at his second job.
We only had one call today. It definitely drug on. As 5 o'clock approached, I was definitely ready to get out of there. And instead of going to class, I really wanted to go home and lay down.
We ask Joe to rate his fatigue on a scale of 1 to 10. Here's what he says.
Today, I'd say it'd be about a 7.
We catch up with Joe on Thursday. Since Sunday, Joe has worked 2 24-hour shifts, 2 9-to-5 shifts, and attended a 4-hour paramedic training course.
Wednesday morning going in was definitely the low point, and then being on the go all day Wednesday, and on top of that, Wednesday night, having several calls during our overnight shift.
While Joe did not have an EMS shift on Thursday, he needed to log some clinical time at a local hospital for his paramedic training and prepare for a 4-hour class later that night. He also needed to do some work around the house and try to see his wife and daughter. By Friday evening, Joe had worked over 75 hours, responded to more than a dozen calls, and managed to only get 22 hours of total sleep. Joe talked about how Wednesday and Thursday were low points in terms of fatigue and sleep quality.
Definitely this week was Wednesday morning, especially after Tuesday not getting pretty much any sleep at all. Wednesday morning going in was definitely the low point, and then being on the go all day Wednesday, and on top of that, Wednesday night having several calls during our overnight shift.
Holding multiple EMS jobs impacts more than sleep and fatigue. It places stress on Joe's family life as well.
It definitely puts stress on it because of the lack of sleep and the fatigue that is involved, not only personally, but also, you know, family situations and or having to miss certain events because you can't get off work. So outside of work, it also puts the stressors on everything.
For those of us in EMS, Joe's story is a familiar one. Based on our recent research, as many as 1/3 of EMTs work multiple EMS jobs. Unfortunately, there is limited data on EMT sleep and fatigue and how multiple EMS jobs may impact these factors. Research is definitely needed.
To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you. Good day.